Slavik, can you make it third time lucky against MK at home this weekend?
All I can say, we will do our best. We would like to entertain our fans. Obviously, we have a decent home record. And we'll take one game at a time. That's what I usually say. But it would be nice to win at home against MK. And I'm pretty sure the guys feel the same.
Yeah, what's it going to take? Are you likely to have more players available for this weekend?
I hope so. We just on Wednesday, and I know Ben is going to have a light skate. Will he play? Will he not? I think doubtfully. I know Callum starts skating light as well. And Lever's been almost full week and one game of the weekend. So progressively he should play at least one game, maybe more. And well done, had his MRI results. I'm just waiting for the consultant to tell me the extent of it. So I think I'm hoping that Leafs and Wells are playing, but I don't think we'll have a full team. In fact, I know we won't. But yeah, that's where we're at up today.
You must be proud of that home record, as you mentioned. Only 5 points dropped. Is that a major achievement? Certainly considering that obviously you've not got Lee Elias by your side this season and your father Alex as well.
It's, you know what, we've got Jason on board, and I know Jason is young, but he's got good ideas, and we communicate a lot. We have John on the home games. I'm that kind of a coach, so I don't have a problem listening to opinions, and obviously come up with the one I believe is the best for the team. I've done that mainly in my career. I've got my opinion, and obviously I always value the opinion of the coach and staff as well. Yes, it is different. Yes, it was a little bit of a cushion to have Lee and my dad. But, you know, you have to try and win every game. You try to have to put the thoughts together. They've done their input in the last two seasons, and this year we've got a new coach and stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, we're not doing too bad.
And then Sheffield away on Saturday. No doubt another physical encounter there.
We played them twice. Both games were tough, very tough. We lost one game. We won one game, but it's always difficult to play there. The hockey they play, they have very good offensive threat. They know how to hit on the break. They have a great power play. If you don't take care of the power play, they always come up with some goals. We are looking forward to that game as well, and we would like to get 2 points. But again, it's a hockey game. You plan, you wish, you put the effort there, and correct during the game what you can, and you know, hopefully you come out with 2 points.
You think you've almost certainly got at least a top four place in the league. Are you thinking about the playoff groups at all?
No, not at the moment. I mean, we have cup competition ahead of us, and playoffs are going to be tough. It's a different format. It's six games. You know, it's not just home and away, and if you win, you're through. So at the moment, my concentration is to get the guys back as much as possible, hopefully. Majority of the guys, 90-95%, get them back. It's one thing, but then get them into the game shape. It's the other thing. Obviously, we just lost Giannis for a couple of weeks, so we just have to maintain. That's my main agenda, to get the guys back. Because if you want to play in a big game and you want to win a big game, in my situation, in a phantom situation, you have to have a full squad.
You mentioned you've lost Giannis for a couple of weeks.
Yes, he's got. He strained his muscle. He went to the physio, and obviously I got the report. And it looks like, minimum 2 to 3 weeks.
So Adam Long in goal this weekend?
Adam's back. If he's healthy and fit, he'll play. And, yes, that's the answer to your question, yes.
So, finally, the EPL Cup final dates, the 12th and the 18th of March, does that suit you? Because obviously that gives you more time for players to get back from injury.
I think you just answered the question. We're happy that the cup dates are later in the season. Obviously, it's very close to the playoffs. You can look at this positively and negatively. But in the situation the team is, we are happy that it's on those dates.